Spectroscopic follow-up of a subset of the Gaia, IPHAS catalog of H-alpha excess sources, by M. Fratter et al. State-of-the-art techniques to identify H-alpha emission line sources in narrowband photometric surveys consist of searching for H-alpha excess with reference to nearby objects in the sky, position-based selection. However, while this approach usually yields very few spurious detections, it may fail to select intrinsically faint and/or rare H-alpha excess sources. In order to obtain a more complete representation of the heterogeneous emission line populations, we recently developed a technique to find outliers relative to nearby objects in the color magnitude diagram, CMD-based selection. By combining position-based and CMD-based selections, we built an updated catalog of H-alpha excess candidates in the northern galactic plane. Here we present spectroscopic follow-up observations and classification of 114 objects from this catalog that enable us to test our novel selection method. Out of the 70 spectroscopically confirmed H-alpha emitters in our sample, 15 were identified only by the CMD-based selection, and would have been thus missed by the classic position-based technique. In addition, we explore the distribution of our spectroscopically confirmed emitters in the Gaia CMD. This information can support the classification of emission line sources in large surveys, such as the upcoming WEAVE and 4MOST, especially if augmented with the introduction of other colors. This was spectroscopic follow-up of a subset of the Gaia, IPHAS catalog of H-alpha excess sources, by M. Fratter et al.